you noticed that thing that happens when you phone somebody on their mobile and they're in their car driving and they blurt out right away before you can get one word out, hi, I'm hands-free, so you're on speakerphone and Alison's in the car with me. As if the first thing you're going to say is, hi, John, remember we were talking last time and you were saying about how you've been having those sexual fantasies about Ian Duncan Smith. One of the strongest impulses I have to fight against when I am on holiday abroad is the urge to seek out the authentic, the real, the true. These days, I accept that I am just a tourist. I do touristy things and go to touristy places. But I can't remember how many lunchtimes I've ruined in the past, forcing Linda to walk down increasingly seedy backstreets in Marseille or Cairo under the hot midday sun, searching for the genuine fisherman's restaurant where the sardine trawlermen eat, or that really authentic roadside falafel shack where the camel herders have their lunch. The best place I usually find is the bar where the drunks with the terrible weeping head wounds go to start a fight. But the search for the authentic, the truthful, can lead to even greater danger than just a dodgy lunch. A friend of mine, an author, was once attending a conference for Commonwealth writers held on a Caribbean island. On the last day of her stay, she went down to the harbourside market looking for souvenirs to take back to the UK. And on one stall, she noticed voodoo dolls for sale. On this particular island, the practice of magic, of spells and malign curses developed amongst African slaves was known not as voodoo, but obeah. My friend was of mixed race and her father had actually been born on a nearby island. So something told her that these particular dolls, while gaudy and colourful and seemingly folklorique, were not true obeah. She said to the native woman attending the stall, I'd really like to buy something, but I'm not interested in these dolls here that you sell to the cruise ship tourists. I want you to show me the proper ones. These are the proper ones, the woman replied testily. Switching to patois, my friend said, look, I know these are not the authentic obeah dolls. Show me the proper ones. Darling, you don't want to see the proper ones, the woman answered in a serious tone. Yes, I do, my friend stubbornly replied. Reluctantly reaching beneath the counter, the woman brought out a figure, a monochromatic doll in vaguely human shape, quite large and made from twigs, string, cloth, and other more indeterminate, possibly fleshy scraps of matter. This figurine gave off such a smoky aura of pure malevolence and evil that my friend immediately screamed and ran away from the market. Unfortunately, by demanding to see the obeah doll, a supernatural contract had been entered into. And when she returned to London, my friend discovered to her horror that the evil figure had somehow found its way into her luggage. Luckily for her, the doll wasn't interested in my friend, and instead it jumped up and ran off to make its own way in the world. The name of that doll is Jacob Rees-Mogg.